So now we're discussing Lydia's amendment. That's all we're talking about right now, is Lydia's amendment. Does anyone want to speak on Lydia's amendment?
Anybody want to second it?
Well, that's a good idea.
I'll second it and ask that it be emailed.
Please, email it, Lydia.
Yeah, I'm driving, so I can't catch them all.
Oh,
I'm sorry. And Richard, I didn't get yours.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so discussion on Lydia's amendment. Are there any objections to Lydia's amendment?
Well, yeah, come to the chat.
Yes.
Serene, please.
Okay. So I'm going to call on Serene, Kim, and then Richard. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So Lydia's position is that she wants us all to have the ability to add items to next Thursday's agenda.
Yes.
So that it would not be treated officially as a semi-continuation meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in which case we need to sort of set a deadline for people to send motions.
Yeah.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Midnight, California. What kind of meetings will be off the phone? I'm wondering if we can make it noon tomorrow or something, noon Eastern tomorrow.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry? I was speaking to the chair.
Yes.
Brian, this is a procedural question. Can I actually amend her motion since that would be the third thing?
We're sort of stacking things up here.
Not currently, because there are two levels of amendment already pending.
Okay.
And also, it's our bylaws that say motions have to be noticed 7 days in advance.
Okay.
Right.
So
okay.
We can't change that deadline.
All right. So I'm gonna rule Lydia's amendment out of order because it is in violation of the bylaws, and ask her to withdraw it because
it's early. This meeting is usually
withdrawn. You're not recognized.
I didn't recognize anyone to speak. I'm asking Lydia if she's willing to withdraw her amendment.
No,
Because I believe it is in violation of the bylaws.
Okay. I'm not withdrawing it.
I wasn't saying Lydia was in violation. I was saying it would be in violation to move the deadline for noticing new items.
That's right.
And that deadline's midnight tonight if we're meeting on the 13th.
That's correct.
But Lydia wasn't proposing to do that.
Oh, okay. So the effect of Lydia's amendment would be that anyone who wanted to add anything to the agenda for the meeting on the 13th would have to post them to the list by midnight tonight. Who's midnight?
That's Janet.
Hold on a second. Who's midnight?
Eastern.
Just wait. Eastern. So that's in less than 3 hours, 2.5 hours from now. Okay.
Who said that?
Who said what?
Who decided whose midnight it should be? You or
I don't
unanimously?
Know. All our someone said Eastern, and I accepted.
The calendar is
wait
set.
A minute.
Our
that's
calendar
a 3 hour
is,
difference.
Our
our
right.
calendar is set for Eastern times. All the meetings are posted in Eastern times.
Kim to the stack, please.
Okay.
What is the name, Madam Chair?
Okay. So we need to deal with Lydia's amendment. Kim, do you wish to speak to Lydia's amendment?
That's mine for the staff.
Yeah, I think that it's disrespectful to the affiliates committee to even schedule it next week, and the only purpose for doing it seems to be that Lydia wants to add new motions.
No.
Yes.
The original motion was to put us back on the schedule. Okay,
we are voting now on Lydia's motion to be able to add
agenda items. That's
yes.
Right. Okay.
And
so.
I'm objecting to that because we're not going to get through what we have, and we're going to spend the whole next meeting screwing around with agenda items.
Well, that's up to the body. Okay, I'm calling Adriana.
I'm not finished, and my time hasn't run out, please.
I apologize.
And I think it's disrespectful to the affiliates committee to have this meeting next week as well.
Okay. So you're opposed to the whole shooting match.
Well, I'd like a schedule not just like, oh, let's just do this next week. What is the schedule going forward, and how do we accommodate the affiliates?
Okay.
Fine.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, and Benito to the stack as well.
And Serene.
I call the question.
I'm sorry, you call the question?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to closing debate?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We are. You understand we're discussing Lydia's amendment. Everybody's clear about that? That's all
mm-hmm.
we're talking about is Lydia's amendment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll have to ask the secretary to take a vote on closing debate. It requires a two-thirds vote to close debate.
Chair, point of information, Chair.
Yes, what is your point? What is your question, Lawrence?
My question is for you. Didn't you rule Lydia's motion out of order?
No. Well, I did, but I took it back because...
Okay.
Scared her.
No, because she agreed that people would have to post their additional agenda items by midnight tonight. Okay.
Okay.
I misunderstood her motion, so I withdrew my my ruling. Okay. Will the secretary please take the roll on closing debate?
Okay. Thanks, Brian Edward Steger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? Kim Kaufman?
Sorry, no.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lam? Pound pound mute. Come back.
Hello.
Is that Hank?
Yeah.
Hank?
Hank?
You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm saying yes over and over.
Okay.
Oh, we couldn't hear you. Okay, thanks. George Ryder? I didn't get that. George, I didn't get your vote. I'm sorry. Welcome back to you. Richard Uzzell?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Manisha Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Suzette King? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
We didn't get that. Heather did not get your vote.
I'm sorry, no.
Janice Van Ewart?
No.
I vote yes. One moment, please.
This is George. Can you hear me?
I was just going to call your name, yes.
Yes, I vote no. I vote no.
Thanks. One moment. Madam Chair, the vote is 11 to 9. Do you wish to vote?
No. I vote present for not voting. Thank you. Okay, so the motion fails.
I'd like to join the stack.
Okay. I would like to remind people that in 45 minutes, we will go to executive session. We have a huge agenda in front of us, and what we are debating now is the question of when the board will meet. Okay? So we are now ready. We're discussing Lydia's amendment that the pattern of regular meetings in which the fourth Thursday is the first meeting and the second Thursday is a continuations meeting begin in 4 weeks, and that the meeting next week would be a continuation meeting from this meeting, but members of the board will have an opportunity to add agenda items if they wish to up until midnight tonight. The question arose about what midnight we use. And since we use midnight New York time on all of our calls, all of our, you know, calling things, saying everything, then I think that it is appropriate to assume that midnight tonight is midnight in New York, which is in, somebody help me, 2 hours and 15 minutes. All right, so that's...
Point of order.
That's the situation.
Point of order?
What is your point of order?
Those meetings are called with notice. This is with no notice. That suddenly we're being asked to offer amendments with no notice, in fact, because this meeting may, executive session, it will adjourn at midnight, giving us zero time to propose amendments or to think about them, and giving West Coast folks an extra 3 hours.
This is not a point of order.
That's not a point of order. Janet, you're speaking
against... Is that not a point of order?
That was not a point of order. You are making an
argument?
You're speaking against... Yeah, that was an argument.
Oh, okay.
And so that's...
Point of procedure.
Hold on. Everyone...
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Hold on a second. What is your question, Lawrence?
I'm just wondering if we could modify just one time that motions could be in within 72 hours.
Point of order, Mrs. Kim.
Oh, no. Hold on. I don't think so, Lawrence. It's in the bylaws. I don't think we can change that.
This is Lydia.
Hold on. I have a list. And so first speakers on the list, first time speakers, on the list are Benito and Serene. Lydia, you've already spoken, so you go on second round.
No, I just wanted to say I just sent it.
Thank you.
Carolyn,
you want to be on the list?
Yes, please.
Time? Is there someone timing?
I hope Jose Luis is timing. Are you timing?
I have been timing, and everyone has been perfectly
well
behaved.
That's good. Okay. So, Benito, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I'll pass for the next round.
Okay.
The next. Issue.
Got it. Okay. Serene.
Okay. So I would like to point out that, first of all, whenever the National Board needs to meet, that has always been allowed to take precedence over meetings of committees, of all of its committees. That's one. So this is not a new issue. And secondly, there is no disrespect with regard to the Affiliates Committee. The Affiliates' traditional meeting was not second Thursdays because, in fact, the PNB has been meeting second Thursdays and fourth Thursdays all year. The Affiliates normally meet on the first Thursday, and Teresa Allen had agreed to correct that error when we met last month sometimes. I guess she hasn't had an opportunity to do that. But it's never an issue of respecting or disrespecting a committee. The National Board, because it pulls, you know, four members from each station, each area, trumps, if you will, in quotes, you know, the committees in terms of meeting time. So, you know, we can just disabuse ourselves of that notion. That's one and two. And three, I actually would be, I'm actually opposed to seeing a regular meeting date ongoing at this meeting. I do think it does require some additional time. But I have no objection to meeting on the 13th. But I do object to any of these.
Time is up.
Thank you. Carolyn.
I was muted. I do disagree. I think that affiliates, any committee, shouldn't be arbitrarily bumped because the PND has an extra session. There are other Thursdays available. I don't know the rush. So I am sorry that has happened, but that we are overriding a pre-scheduled meeting. And I do just want to get that in there. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken on this amendment who would like to speak?
Yes, Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
The most important thing we need to be aware of is our notice for CPB. And I'm not sure if you know, this complies by being 9 o'clock Eastern time. And I think that this is very disingenuous in that we're doing all this just so Lydia can get one more motion in, and none of the rest of us have a chance to, you know, get our little hobby horses on the agenda.
Okay. Are you done? Are you finished, Kim?
Yes.
Okay.
But I want the CPB thing dealt with. That's the most important thing.
This is Summer. If I could just say something about that.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo. I want to start, too.
Okay. Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you. Just so everyone knows, yes, the CPB is still holding our funds. They are still going to hold them through this next quarter, and meeting notices are among the top reasons. So there, it doesn't even matter what the motion is about. There should be no reason to deviate from proper meeting notice. I am not commenting on whether this is or is not. I am saying it is of the highest importance that this board and that the stations and all the committees and the local boards, that everyone adhere to strict meeting notice requirements. And if it wasn't posted, don't do it, unless we never want to see that money again. I mean, it is that simple. They're not playing with us. They are monitoring it. They do tell us when it's not perfect. Perfect is what we have to have here. Not almost perfect, not kind of okay. Absolutely 100% correct every single time that there is a meeting.
Hank to the stack.
Thank you. All right. Hold on. Weird.
I was next, Rodrigo.
Okay, I know you were, Rodrigo. And I'm just adding Hank, and there was another voice I didn't hear.
Janice.
Okay, go ahead, Rodrigo.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you going to say, like, to where was that motivating the motion that if we can, you know, just postpone it or, you know, put it somewhere, you know, like the following week? Because, first of all, you know, we are, you know, basically eating all the time. We got no time now. So we are going to get nothing achieved. Secondly, if, you know, Kim and Summer are saying, if it's going to be a problem, you know, how we post it because of the timing, and it has to be certain timing by the CPB, then we have to go by that, you know. So I don't think, you know, we got to keep, you know, debating this issue since, you know, nothing is going to get, you know, we're not going to lose much, you know, because what we're losing right now, really, folks, is the same thing that last time, right? Debating something and eating all the meetings, and then at the end, we're not going to achieve anything, you know. So please, you know, Brian or whoever was, you know, doing this, and just move it out of the way, you know, and let's do something. At least, I'm asking just one little thing, you know, we can achieve today would be, like, great, you know, make my day, you know, because it's really, really, really tiring, you know, to debating over these little things, you know. Please, thank you.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Hank.
I'm kind of with Rodrigo. We're 5 hours.
Wait, we can't hear you, Hank.
We are now 5 hours and a few minutes since the last beginning of the last meeting, and the entire last meeting we did nothing but bicker back and forth. So far this meeting, we've got nothing achieved other than approving an agenda, and now we're working on the next meeting for next week, which is going to create problems, and we're not going to get through our stuff tonight, so the continuation meeting next week will be eaten up with the things we should have been doing tonight. And, you know, I'm sorry, Lydia, but, you know, trying to add motions to something we're not going to get done anyway just doesn't make much sense. I agree that people should have the right, but it just doesn't make any sense to do it at this point.
Janice.
I'll be very brief and remind those who are also managers and or staff at a PPB-supported entity that the funds being held because of our inability to follow CPB regulations is paramount in my mind to our attention to righteous governance. I'd ask us to please consider that element in any future actions that we take as a board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I have no more first-time speakers on the list. Lydia is recognized.
So what I wanted to point out is there's nothing to prevent us that as soon as we post this motion, whatever time that is, we post it to the calendar, and that'll give us the 7 days we need. I am not proposing that everybody start throwing a bunch of motions. I have no individual motions to post. For the next meeting, I happen to serve on the governance committee, and I think, like Richard, he is correct. There are some time-sensitive motions on the committees that need to be added. So this is not when you add an item. Any motions that come out of that discussion do not require a two-thirds, but the items are important. And then, you know, if we want to add them, we do them. And if not, but. Last year's bylaws amendments was a disaster because the correct timeline, the one that would have ended by the end of the year, was said not to be time sensitive. And some of these motions are time sensitive from coming out of committees for a reason. So that's it.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the affiliate, isn't it a task force now, not a committee? I'm not sure. Okay.
Okay.
It's a task force.
Yes, it is a task force. Okay, so I am now...
Kim to the stack.
All right, go ahead, Kim.
There appear to be other time-sensitive motions, and nobody has the opportunity right now to go dig those out. I mean, this is a motion that came from governance. George could have sent it to the PNB yesterday or whenever their governance meeting was a couple of days ago. This is just... trying to add one thing, and I don't think that's, you know, proper procedure.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
George for the stack.
Go ahead, George.
This didn't come out of governance.
Yeah, the timeline, the bylaws timeline that
okay,
we passed.
I'm sorry, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about your amendment as far as when we're going to meet next.
That's right.
No,
that's
Kim,
not what you're talking
Kim,
about.
Kim, I'm sorry. We are talking about Lydia's amendment. George is absolutely right. That is the only topic on the floor.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes, Serene.
Okay. I'm sorry?
What is your point of order, please?
Okay. It appears that one member may have just said that another member is making an untrue statement. I think the first member might not have understood what he was hearing. Ms. Brazan said that part of her motivation for wanting to add items to next week's agenda is something that came out of governance. She did not say that the idea of having a meeting next week came out of governance, which seems to be what the other person thought.
Okay.
So that needs to be corrected.
Thank you. Thank you, Serene. Okay. We are going to move on. If there are no more speakers on this item, I'm going to ask the Secretary to take the roll. We are voting on Lydia Brazan's amendment, which, if you are at your computer, appears in your inbox, that any agenda...
Point of information.
What is your question, Kim?
Why is this coming from Lydia and not from the Governance Committee, the chair of the Governance Committee?
It has nothing to do with governance. If you will listen to me, Lydia Brazan made an amendment to that any agenda items and motions may be noticed and added to the draft agenda for the meeting scheduled on March 13th, 2014. That's her motion, and she recognizes that the deadline is midnight tonight, I assume. Okay. Now, we are ready to move on with a vote. I'm asking the Secretary to take the roll. Ms. Secretary?
With you in 1 second.
Okay.
This is on Lydia's amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Please reread the amendment.
I just read it.
Oh.
It's on your screen if you have your computer open.
No, I'm sorry. I sent the wrong draft, if I may. Because I forgot to add the midnight tonight.
Okay.
Maybe
you don't need the midnight. It's in our bylaws.
Yeah. You don't have to add it. It's in our bylaws. Well, go ahead. Add.
No, because I'm not talking about motion. I'm saying items as well. So.
Okay.
Orders of the day. Can we go to the vote?
We're ready for the vote. Yes. To approve Lydia's amendment, no, to not approve it. You may abstain,
Brian,
of course.
Brian Edward Steger?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta? Rodrigo, are you there? And Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence, pound, pound, one. Adriana Castanez?
Pass.
I'm sorry, was that yes or no?
Pass.
Pass, I'm sorry. Hank Lamb?
I will say no.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Manijay Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
Lawrence Reyes, I was knocked off.
How do you wish to vote on...
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lizette King? Tony Nauman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janice Lane Ewart? Serene votes yes. Going back to Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Okay, Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
One moment, please. The motion fails. The count is 9 to 11. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Summer Reese with a point of a question.
What is your question, Summer?
Prior to this board being seated, it was standard that there was an executive director report in both closed and open session at the beginning of every meeting. Is that no longer the case? Should I be requesting at this point in time, if I wish to inform the board of things?
No, it's agenda.
I'm asking, is it going to be part of the standard agenda, or do I need to request that I be allowed to speak each time we have an agenda?
Point of information?
Hold on a second. I'm not sure. I thought I sent you the draft agenda. If you have, do you have?
You did earlier today, or yesterday, rather, last night.
Okay.
I'm asking
because you told
general,
me you hadn't received.
Right, because I hadn't received it. That's correct.
Right.
But no, I'm just asking in general, in terms of procedurally, the executive director's report or
will
CFO's report, the
will
staff reports aren't like motions. Are they going to be part of the regular agenda, or do I need to request that?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Can you talk to each other offline?
Yeah, let's talk.
We're in the middle of three amendments.
Yeah, we got to go. Okay, we'll talk.
Right, but you're discussing whether or not it's not between me and the chair. It's the body's decision. Do you want to hear a report from the person you've hired to run the organization?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Or do I have to ask to do that?
Summer.
It's a very simple question.
We'll talk about it. Okay. I don't think this is really the appropriate time.
So for this coming meeting, do I need to send something in?
Do you have a report you want to make? We'll put it on the agenda. Absolutely.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay. So what I'm asking is for this upcoming meeting, if I wish to speak to the board, I should send an email tonight asking to be put on next week's agenda?
Yes, I think that would be the right thing to do.
Okay, thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
What is your privilege, Richard?
It's been it's always not only been the way we do things, but that the way
most organizations do things is they ask for a report, and y'all always ask for written reports from the executive director. And I know,
I know it's fun to be rude to the
executive director, but this,
no.
this
point
is
of order, Madam Chair.
We cannot sweep everything under the rug. This is a procedural thing. It needs to be dealt with.
But we're not in the middle of vote.
We're in the middle of a vote on the...
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Okay.
Tony Norman, what is your point of order?
Can we go back to the orders of the day? We were held up with trying to select a meeting time.
Yes. So we are now going back, as I understand it, to Richard's substitute motion for Brian's original motion.
You want me to read it?
Yeah. Did you send it? Yeah.
I sent it. Uzel moved that the next meeting be Thursday, March the 13th, 8:30 Eastern Time as a continuation meeting, then to set the meetings for the year to be the fourth Thursday of the month for the monthly meeting, with, if necessary, a continuation meeting to be the second Thursday of the following month.
Thank you. All right. May I ask if there are any objections to this?
Yes. Point of information, please, Janet. See?
What is your question?
Is Uzel's motion that we do have a meeting next Thursday?
Yes. Uzel's motion that we have a meeting next Thursday.
I thought
Thursday.
We voted that down.
No. We did not vote that down. Okay.
We just groaned a lot.
Okay. We are now, may I ask if there are any objections to Richard's substitute motion?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Okay. Then we must take discussion.
Well, may I speak?
Yes, you may.
Okay, first, I don't think it's a substitute. I think it's an amendment because he's not striking Brian's date. He's merely adding stuff, and it is the stuff he's adding to which I object. I don't think we should be choosing a regular pattern for the full year at this point. I think we should be allowed to have a little more. I'm sorry. Is there a problem?
Please.
I think we should be allowed. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I wasn't muted.
Thank you. Please.
Shrieking.
Stop talking now. Okay. And whoever's phone is making those horrible noises, please mute it. Go ahead, Serene.
Right. So I think we should have a little more time to examine the dates and you see what we can do that is maximally efficient, but, you know, minimally invasive in terms of everything else.
All right.
Point of information.
Do I still have time?
And this is Lydia.
Yes, you have 34 seconds.
Okay, thanks. Further, I really have a problem with our meeting on the second Thursday of every month. There are three LSBs at this point that meet on the second Wednesday, which means you have a long local night on Wednesday and then a long national night on Thursday. I really think we need to try to see what else can be offered in that area. So I would object to setting a meeting dates for the full year, especially as one of the offers is second Thursdays, which last year we said was going to be an only if necessary thing, and it became a firm, hard fact in our lives.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Okay, hold on, Janet. I'll recognize you in a second. I want to be clear that Serene is speaking against Richard's amendment, substitute motion, whatever it is, because it goes beyond Brian's original motion, which was that we meet next Thursday. Okay, so I'm just clarifying that. Go ahead, Janet. What is your question?
Okay, so did Richard's motion include that there would be a continuation meeting on the second Thursday of the month, if necessary?
Yes, it's in the motion.
If necessary. So it wouldn't, okay. Wouldn't necessarily happen.
If necessary. The language is in the motion. Go ahead, Brian. Brian?
I didn't want to talk.
Oh, I thought you asked for the floor. is there any more discussion on this motion? All right, let me ask again.
No.
I already asked that. Let's have a vote. Okay.
Call the question.
Thank you. Go ahead, Madam Secretary. Please take the vote.
Okay, thanks. Brian Edwards Teeger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Could the secretary please clearly identify what we're voting on? There's been so much discussion that I admit that I'd like some clarity.
Okay. We're voting.
Before we get further.
I'll read it. We're voting.
Thank you.
We're voting on the motion that Richard Uzel sent to the PMB list about 25 minutes ago. Says Uzel moved that the next meeting be Thursday, March 13th, 2014, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as a continuation meeting. Then to set the meetings for the year to be the fourth Thursday of the month for the monthly meeting, with, if necessary, the continuation meeting to be the second Thursday of the following month. That is the motion that we're voting on. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Serene. Why don't you start the vote count over again since there were big noises.
Edward Steger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Pass.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Pass.
Lydia Breslin?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Pass.
Adriana Casanez?
Pass.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Reiner?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
I'm shocked. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Pass.
Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Where did I find the bylaws?
No.
Somebody. Luzette King. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, no.
Janice Lane Ewart.
No.
Going back to the passes, Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Casanav?
No.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Serene votes no. One moment, please. Madam Chair, the vote is 9 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention. Do you wish to vote?
No. Present but not voting.
The motion fails.
Thank you. Okay. We are
now the main motion.
Now we're ready to vote on the main motion. Are we ready to vote on the main motion? Would you like to, did you send it to the Secretary, Brian?
I just sent it out. It's to meet Thursday, March 13th, beginning at 8:30 Eastern.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Point
of information?
Yeah, point of information.
Who is that?
Janet Kay, sorry.
Go ahead.
Would this be a continuation meeting, or is that just not part of your...
Yeah,
it is. It is part of it, that it's a continuation meeting?
Brian?
I the motion does not specify.
Okay.
Point of information.
Hold on a second.
I'm asking
Brian to respond to Janet's question. Go ahead.
It's still subject to further amendment if you want to make it a continuation meeting.
Okay.
It wouldn't be legal to take up anything that wasn't noticed by midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Point of order.
So Janet Kay, can I
So in effect, it's a continuation meeting.
Sorry?
Okay, never mind.
Thanks, Stack.
Point of information.
May I submit
Okay, let me find out what Kim's point of information is, and then I'll come back to you. You want to make an amendment, Janet? Is that
yes.
what you want to do? Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
My understanding is we already voted down it not being a continuation meeting.
That's correct. No.
That's correct.
We already had that vote.
That is not correct, Madam Chair.
The vote was more complicated than that, and how people chose to vote on that motion may have had many reasons. We didn't dismiss the idea solely that this proposed meeting be a continuation meeting. I'm sorry, Serene, what was it? Do you want to
say? I was going to agree with you, but I was going to be a bit more explicit.
Okay.
Kim, to the staff.
All right, so now we are now discussing Brian's motion. I hope we can do this expeditiously because in
Janet Kay.
12 minutes we go to executive session. What is your, yes, Janet.
I have a substitute motion that the next meeting be a continuation meeting on March 13th.
I second.
All right.
It's just an amendment.
It's an amendment, actually, to make the March 13th meeting and a continuation meeting. Okay. Let me ask if there are any objections to that. Thank you. Hearing no objections, the amendment is added to the main motion.
I'm sorry. I was muted, Madam Chair. I do have an objection. Point of information, actually.
Well, what is it?
Are we out of compliance with CPB by doing this at this late hour? It is not 8:30 p.m. 7 days in advance.
No.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
I just a yes or no.
Okay. I'm asking the maker of the motion to respond. Go ahead, Brian.
I looked at the CPB's guidelines. They recommend 7 days advance notice. This is 7 days and change. Technically, we're 8 days out until midnight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, what is your point of order, Richard?
just for clarification, what Brian just said is correct. The for notification of the meeting is 7 days. The thing about motions coming, they don't have to be 7 days in advance. They can come. They can come to the meeting the night of. But since it's a continuation meeting, they have to be. They can only get on the agenda with a 2/3 vote.
Thank you. Okay.
Right. Madam Chair, point of information.
What is your question?
This is Janice. My question is: will the individuals who are responsible for posting the meeting notice be able to make the deadline in compliance with CPB regulations, given that we are about to go into executive session and may be completely absorbed in that process as well? That's my question.
Okay. So the answer is I would ask Serene or anyone else who has the ability to post if you're
not
willing
a problem.
To commit. I'm sorry?
It's not a problem.
Thank you, Serene. Okay. So the amendment is to Brian's motion, and that I thought we had no objections to the amendment. Am I wrong about that? Oh, yes, Carolyn came on the line. Now let me ask, are there no objections to Janet's motion, which would restrict the March 13th meeting to a continuation? Are there any objections? Hearing none, that amendment becomes part of the main motion, and now we're ready to vote on the main motion. Are there any objections to the main motion? Very good. Thank you all very much.
I object.
Oh, all right. I'll ask the secretary to take a vote. Go ahead, secretary. Please call the roll.
Okay. I was saying you have to say as amended.
As amended. I apologize. Yes. The motion as amended.
Brian Edwards, speaker.
Yes.
Ray Luis Fuentes?
Yeah.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Rodrigo Argueta. Didn't get it.
Somebody's got some.
Okay, Lydia. Rodrigo, I'll get back to you. Lydia Brazon. Lydia can't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now, yes.
Oh, okay. This is voting for the main motion, right?
Yes.
As amended, so that is.
As amended, yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Adriana Casanez.
Yes.
Thank you. Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Thank you. Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Manager Sabah.
Abstained.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Lizette King. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
No.
Janice Lane Ewart.
No.
Going back to the passes, Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman, pound pound mute if you wish to vote.
I wasn't. No, I'm going to vote no.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Green votes yes. One moment, please. Madam Chair, my count is 13-5-2.
Thank you. 13 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. The motion passes, and I wish to be recorded present but not voting. Thank you. All right. We are now ready to move on with our agenda. The first item on our agenda after this is the motion made by Kim Kaufman about an HR, which reads in your agenda, an HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions. Is there a second? Let me point out that in 5 minutes we have an adjournment, a certain time, what do you call it, a time certain to adjourn to executive session. So,
Manisha, I second
Hold on. So there are a couple of different ways to deal with this situation. I just want to point them out to the board members. We can begin the discussion on Kim's motion, and when we reach the adjournment time, we can immediately move to a vote unless someone either moves to extend this time or to table the motion to a future meeting. So that's I just want people to be clear about what the options are here.
Madam Chair,
hold on.
Point of order. This is Director Fuentes.
Yes, what is your point of order?
I understood Director Kaufman's motion to be on the closed session agenda, not on the open session agenda.
May I answer?
No.
Okay.
We voted to put it on the public session agenda.
It's been on the agenda for the last. Since we voted on the agenda, which was only just a short time ago. So I don't think we can change that now.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized, Richard?
I'll recognize you, Richard. I thought please, whoever's got that phone with those terrible noises, please mute it. Okay.
Manager, I second Kim's agenda.
Well,
George.
Hold on,
please don't interrupt the chair just to get on the stack. You can wait till she stops.
Be quiet. Okay. Now, the motion is on the floor. Is there a second to the motion?
Manager, second.
Thank you. Okay. So now we're ready to begin discussion. Richard, I heard Richard, and is there anyone
George?
Else? And George. Okay.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, go ahead. All right, so now I'm starting with Richard, and I'm asking that person to mute again, whoever it is. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
I was trying to get on before all that started so I could move to adjourn. It's too late.
Move to adjourn? Okay, pushing buttons, whoever you are. Don't do that.
Or better say,
I made an error.
With the infant, please stand up.
Stop.
No.
Okay, enough. Okay. Okay, the next person on the list is George. Go ahead, George.
Point of order.
What about Kim?
Motion to adjourn. It takes precedence. You have to vote on it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but he sort of didn't make the motion to adjourn.
Is that right, Richard? Didn't make it?
I was willing to make a motion to adjourn, but if it means now that we're going to vote on this right away, I'm not going
to
do it.
I'm going to move to postpone consideration until the first item on the agenda in the continuation.
Okay.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right. So so it's been moved and seconded that we move this item to the first item on the continuation meeting, which has now been scheduled for the 13th. Are there any objections to that? Yes?
Yeah, I want to just discuss before we go into closed session.
Well,
we have time.
We don't have time, Kim. The closed session agenda, I mean, the time to move to closed session is a time certain at 10:30 in New York and 7:30 here in California. And if we, as I tried to explain, if we deal with this now, we will be we have 1 minute to deal with it, and then we would be forced to come to a vote.
Point of information,
so
Carolyn, please.
All right. What is your question, Carolyn?
The agenda I have just says Section 5, adjourn. There is no time certain. Am I looking at a different agenda from everybody else? There's no time certain. There's no adjournment time, and we did vote for one when we set the agenda. Why is it suddenly 10 whatever?
Well, my mistake.
There's a separately noticed KPFTX 7:30 executive session meeting.
Right.
Point of information. That's different. It's not on the adjournment of this motion. Meeting is not set.
Okay.
Point of information.
What is your question, Kim?
Who sets the time certain? If not the body,
There is a separate, as Brian says, there's a separate agenda item, a separate agenda for beginning the executive session at a time certain of, whatever it is, 7:30 California
is,
time is. I'm sorry.
My question is, who set that time? And isn't it up to the body to do that?
It is historically, that's the time we've used. Clearly, if it's not on this agenda, then we will have to vote on the question.
Objection. It's not on this agenda.
Okay.
There is no adjournment time set for this.
Hold on. I'm going to recognize Serene, who asked for the floor. Go ahead, Serene.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Okay. So we now have a motion to adjourn on the floor. And as George pointed out, a motion to adjourn always takes precedent. So we will now move to adjourn, and I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
I think it needs a second. I'm not sure, but I think it does.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Second.
I said I second.
Thank you.
Adriana Kasnaid seconded.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
much,
Adriana.
Was there an objection? I'm sorry.
I forgot to ask. Are there any objections to adjourning?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Then I will ask the secretary to take a vote, please.
Brian Edward Steger?
Yes.
Andre Luis Fuentes?
Pass.
Janet Tobin?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta? Can you hear you,
Rodrigo?
Lydia Bragan?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
Okay.
Pass. No, thanks. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanev?
Yes.
Frank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzo? I didn't get you, Richard.
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman? Janet Coleman on adjourning? Mahi J. Sabah?
Hello, pass. Did you hear me?
Oh, okay. Okay, you pass. Mahi J. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay. Yes?
Was that Benito you called?
Yes, Benito, please.
Yeah, yes.
Was that Kane?
Abstain.
Tony Norman? Where are you, Tony? Heather Gray?
Rodrigo, do you want to read?
No.
Yet?
I'm sorry.
Tony, yes.
Okay.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Did you get Tony?
You saying yes?
Yes.
Okay, Rodrigo, did I hear you?
Yes.
Yes, we'll go back. Okay, will those not speaking please mute by doing #1? Rodrigo, on adjourning, are you voting yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Voting yes.
Heather Gray?
Heather Gray votes no to adjourn.
Janet Stewart?
Yes.
On passes, Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Tim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Okay. Manager Sabah? Okay, I can't hear you. I can't hear your voice at all. Serene votes yes. 1 moment, please.
Can somebody mute?
Whoever's riding the subway, please mute.
Whatever that is.
Madam Chair, the
Thank
count
you.
Is 13-3-4. Do you wish to vote?
No. Present but not voting.
Okay, thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you. So we'll see you all on the executive session call in just a moment.